Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go from the Congress to the Wisconsin legislature. There's a Republican member of the assembly named Janelle Branchen. And she just announced she is the chair of the elections committee. She's one of the ones, one of the few Republicans who went down this summer in August. Not in August. She went to Arizona about a month ago to inspect the Cyber Ninja audit. Cyber Ninja audit. She apparently is quite taken with the Cyber Ninja audit, and she came back. She said, we're going to have a Cyber Ninja type forensic investigation into the election in Wisconsin. Now, remember something. Voss has already launched something trying to be compliant with Trump's demand that there be these forensic audits. Now, forensic audit, you know, that sounds very official, sounds very fancy. It's not. You know, if you have a forensic accountant, that's somebody who is looking basically for fraud and for legal issues and testifies in court and so forth. Forensic audit simply is a fancy word that means nothing. Just means there'll be another audit. There already has been an audit, several audits. And in Milwaukee and Dane County, which are the two Democratic areas, there was a special audit demanded by Trump, which he was entitled to do under the law through the Republican Party. And that resulted in Biden getting more votes. This has been looked at all around the state. These clowns in the Republican Party. Voss hired Gableman, a former Supreme Court justice, to head this thing up. Gableman has no credibility whatsoever. He served 10 years, and then he didn't run for re-election. He wouldn't have won. Everybody was out for a scalp. And three former retired police officers, one of them who worked for the Republican Party, and they've already made up their minds on what they're going to find, and they're going to go around bothering people who are poll workers and clerks and so forth. Voss thinks that he will appease Trump by that. Trump, it was not appeased. Trump is a vengeful individual, attacked Voss and said, no, we got to do more than that. And but Voss is doing that, which is destructive of our elections, frankly. Sows doubt. Then in addition to that, now you have this Janelle Branchen wanting to do her own. And there's another one, a freelancer, a guy named Peter Bernegger, he's nothing but a guy out of the weeds, comes in and says, I want voting machines. I want ballots just like they gave him in Georgia and in Arizona. Let me tell you something. It's against federal law to turn over voting machines and presidential ballots to non-certified people. And we ain't doing that in Wisconsin to Bernegger. We're not going to do it. I've said many times, and I say it again, that Merrick Garland, the attorney general, should get involved in all these cases and shut it down under federal law. But Peter Bernegger is a real piece of work. Peter Bernegger was convicted of mail fraud and bank fraud in federal court in Mississippi in 2009 and served time in prison. And this guy wants to audit the elections on his own. On his own. That's what he wants to do. So you have Peter Bernegger, who basically is very similar in concept to what the Republicans intend, but they just do it more smoothly. Voss has done it sneakily through Gableman and three officers, and now Janelle Branchen. Not the sharpest knife in the drawer, okay? And she thinks, okay, well, maybe I'll get in on it. I'll get in on some fun. And Voss pushed back against her because Voss doesn't like competition to be the head thug in the Republican caucus, okay? So he goes, well, she has two staffers. Whatever they want to do is fine, i.e. she's getting no more money. And she's not getting any more staff. And then if they come up with some kind of evidence, we'll look at it. This is a pathetic crowd. Do you know something? They're illegitimate. They're gerrymandered. if there were fair maps, they would be basically 50-50 all around the state. And in the present environment, the Democrats would have the majority. But what they do is they do what's called packing and cracking. Packing and cracking. So they pack Democratic votes into districts that are so blue. I mean, it's like blue sky votes, voters, where 80% of them, there are assembly districts in Milwaukee that vote 80%, 90%, 92% Democratic. Those are all wasted Democratic votes. And in Dane County, the same. And frankly, you take a look at who gets elected in some of these seats, and I don't want them either, quite frankly. The fact of the matter is, I want Democrats. I want a lot more Democrats, and I want some that are a little nimbler than some of these folks. Well, I know all these folks, okay? Very nice people. I'm friends with them. But we can do better, a lot better. But then that's packing. The cracking is they crack up communities of interest. Like Sheboygan County and Greene County are split seven ways from Sunday. And they slice off a slice of Republican votes, and they slice away some Democratic votes. And what you have is you have 90%, 80 or 90% Republican or Democratic districts in Milwaukee and Madison and some other places. And then you have 55-45 or 53-47 Republican districts. And you may think, oh, a good Democrat can overcome that. Yeah, some Democrats can, very few. Deb Andrakin, the North Shore of Milwaukee, did it. And we had an excellent candidate out in the Elm Grove Brookfield area who did it. It's very, very hard to do. Elm Grove, Brookfield, and Waukesha County, very hard to do. And the truth of the matter is, that's why they have two-thirds of the assembly. That's why they have two-thirds of the assembly. And I, you know, we'll make a statement. I'll make it right now. I don't want a guy, Peter Bernegger, who was convicted of mail fraud and bank fraud in federal court in Mississippi in 2009, went to prison, comes out, and goes, well, you know, I'm a Wisconsin resident now. Give me the voting machines. Give me the ballots. I don't think so. No, he ain't getting them. And Voss's guys, three former police officers, one of whom worked for the Republican Party, going to go around and do what? There have already been recounts. This is not Arizona. This is not Georgia. We don't get pushed around here. We don't have police officers get pushed around, push us around. Let me tell you something. One of the proposals in one of the bills, which narrowly got cut out, was that they were going to deputize people to call people up and ask them how they voted, and say, especially in old age homes in rural areas, and go, Mabel, who'd you vote for? And she hangs her head and says, Biden. Mabel, this is a Republican area. Mabel, I'm real surprised that you voted for Biden. And it's a police officer standing there with a gun, and he doesn't draw it, scares the living bejesus out of her. And she ain't going to vote next time because she doesn't want that kind of visit. That particular provision didn't ultimately make it in the final bill, which was vetoed anyway by Evers. But the point of the matter is, the Republicans are tampering with the next election. Can you understand that? They're tampering with the next election. They're tampering by scaring folks, launching crooked investigations. Voss, little slyer, launches an investigation with Gableman and three officers. And then you have a felon from Mississippi pile on, and Janelle Branchon pile on, and all these people. I mean, these people are right out of a Dr. Seuss book. They really are. They are strange rangers, every one of them. And we're not going to permit that in this state. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.